Southern Cross Austereo television stations.
Connect to IP Star Broadband now and get 1 month free at ipstarbroadband.com.au.
Weather.
You got weather?
Yeah, I've got weather.
You got weather there, Pippa. Microphones are on there because I was planning on padding out a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, I brought the weather up onto my screen.
But I'm ready to go. Your co-host is here to support you.
Is brought the right word or bought? No, brought.
Brought yeah. The weather. Did you know that we're going to hit a top of 29 degrees today?
Really?
Yeah, we are.
Great. Can't wait for that one. I'll actually have to, you know what I'll have to do? I have to go back into my backyard.
Yes.
Because yesterday I got the towel out, actually took my pillow out there.
And did you?
Yeah, and I was listening to my favourite podcast while sunbathing.
Beautiful.
Yeah, so that was really nice. That's why I've got this glorious tan going on here.
Just picture that you're in, you know, Copacabana somewhere.
Yeah, and then I realised, oh, gosh, someone's going to have to mow this lawn soon.
Getting a bit unruly.
Yeah, I'm just going to go away for a couple of weeks. Hopefully one of my flatmates does it. It's going to be 31 tomorrow. That'll be good.
That will be good. Sunbathing weather
before the rain comes along.
Oh, there is rain coming along. 26 for Thursday, 27 for Friday. And do you want to know what the temp is right now?
13 degrees.
How did you know that?
It says it in front of me on our weather thermometer from the roof.
You don't need me here.
Oh, by the way, morning everyone. It's Pippa and Jimmy.
Check it out.
The McDonald's Dubbo in Wellington.
This is Pippa Moore and Jimmy Love.
Jimmy Love.
Can we be friends?
Pippa and Jimmy.
Happy Tuesday, everyone. Let's go behind the scenes though now, Pippa.
Yes.
Let's come up with some hand signals.
Okay.
Yeah. How about when I... Let me do a hand signal for a microphone. If what? I do this...
Yeah.
Microphone's turned on. What do you reckon?
It's charades with Pippa and Jimmy. Yeah, okay.
Actually, I don't know if cupping my hand like that's the best symbol for a microphone.
That could be confused with other things. Yeah.
Something else.
Okay, what about if you need me to pad out?
If I need you to pat out, maybe I pat my head.
Yeah, pat your head. That's good.
Pat my head.
What if you need me to get weather for you?
Get weather for me?
Yeah.
I'll just imitate rain.
Yeah, rain. I'll be hands. Rain. Great.
What if I had a few too many bubblies last night and I need to quickly run to the toilet?
It's like what you just did.
Yeah, like what I just did.
Yeah, run to the toilet.
I'll leave the studio.
Leave the studio and I will sip my coffee if that's the sign for me to you like I am right now.
Do you reckon you had too many bubblies last night?
I reckon if you've got some Panadol, I'd ask for two right about now. That's what I reckon.
Shout out to the guys at Golden West Holden.
Oh, what a sensational event they put on last night.
Oh.
Wasn't it fabulous?
We rocked up there. We got invited to a little cocktail party.
Yes.
For the fantastic Pink Ladies of... Are they Pink Ladies? No, Pink Angels.
Pink Angels. They are ladies, though, so that still counts.
They're not apples, are they?
They're not characters on Grease.
No. Okay.
The musicals. They're the Pink Ladies.
We rocked up there last night.
Yeah.
Oh, and they had the pink Prosecco flowing.
Oh, didn't they just?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, had the red carpet out. It was a wash in pink, the room as well.
It was fantastic.
It was gorgeous.
Actually, got to ask you a bit later in the show. I saw you bidding on a few items in the silent auction.
Oh, got a bit carried away. Oh, my gosh.
You're making an Instagram story, although
yeah,
I don't really do Instagram.
There was a particular item that I was just fanging for.
Great.
Also, how much trouble do you think we're going to be in from Dashman the Big Boss that we auctioned ourselves off last night as part of the auction?
Here's the thing. I was joking when I suggested we auction ourselves off and then suddenly we're called to the front of the room.
Yep. Just parading around like two bulls in a ring.
Did my worst fear of being only sold for a dollar come true?
We're going to tell you later in the show.
Going to tell you, yeah. That'll be fun.
That's great.
That'll do me.
That'll do me.
That'll do me, all right. Morning, everyone. It's the Pippa and Jimmy show.
It's me, Pippa and Jimmy.
You get up with us every morning.
You can wake up with us. We're not quite awake yet, but that's all right.
We're there.
We are.
Oh, let's go you and the animal zoo.
Let's do it.
13, 12, 16. Doing it next on Hit. Morning.
Right now in Gilgandra, it's 13 degrees.
Mars Group Family Properties. House and land packages available now. Visit our display home.
And now, Pippa and Jimmy's wake-up call.
We are speaking with Sue from Pink Angel. She's going to be in the studio with us in under 10 minutes' time. And after 8 o'clock, Hollywood's been absolutely rocked with one of the biggest stories of its entirety. We're going to unpack that all for you right now, though. Got cash to give away, $950.
Come on, baby.
Come on, let's do it. Come on. Styling.
Just checking I dialed the number right.
morning, I wake up with Pippa and Jimmy.
Oh, Beck, so close.
Oh, Beck. It's get up with Pippa and Jimmy on hit.
It was close.
It was so close.
Beck, you were so close. Oh, my God. You've given me the guilts again, Beck.
Beck, what are you doing? Did we get you out? Did we literally wake you up, or have you been raring to go for hours now?
I've been up for a little bit, but not heaps long.
Were you listening to the show? Did you know it was coming? Wake up call?
No, I completely forgot about it, and I was like, who's ringing me at this hour?
And then you thought, hang on a cotton picking minute.
Yeah.
Oh, Beck.
Oh, you did really well, Beck, but you weren't quite there. You weren't quite there.
It's got to be specific.
We can't give it to you. Oh, no. What you got for the rest of the day, though, Beck?
Just work.
Hey, thank
just
you.
Just got to go to work, Jimmy, so, because you didn't give her $950.
See, you've given me the guilts back.
Oh, damn it. Was it $950?
Yeah.
Oh, it was only $9.50. Wouldn't make her feel better. Say it was only
$9.50. $9.50 back.
Oh, damn it. Oh, well, next time.
Thank you for being such a good sport, though.
No worries.
Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Yeah, you too. Bye.
Well, I got the guilts.
Love you, Beck. Soz about that.
Soz Becks.
Hey, $1,000 tomorrow. Gee, that's going to be exciting. Feel guilty
Tuesday
about that.
Next. You said that. Avicii, without you, this is Hit 93.5. Morning, everyone. Pippa and Jimmy, we're 8 minutes past seven. And stand by, Anne from, is it Anne or Sue?
Sue
from Pink Angel. She's going to be in the studio with us in under 5 minutes' time. And right now, shout out as well to Beck, who just played Wake Up Call with us. Now, we've got to reiterate, with Wake Up Call, if you've registered at hit.com.au, you have to answer the phone with the phrase, get up with Pippa and Jimmy on hit.
And it's got to be within four rings.
Within four rings. That's it. Nothing else. Not morning, I wake up with Pippa and Jimmy.
Yeah.
But Beck, big shout out to you. You're such a good sport. But right now, time for Old School Tuesday. Pippa.
Oh, I thought you were going to play me my song.
Oh, this is your song for Old School Tuesday.
Alright. The year was 1997. I was 8 years old. This was one of the first CDs, the full albums that I ever owned.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
Backstreet Boys were the One Direction of the 1990s.
I think I missed a Backstreet Boys craze by
a few years.
Really? Because I was only 6 years old at the time.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. They were my everything. Nick, AJ, Brian, Kevin, Howie D.
Well, that's desperate.
Yeah. It's not desperate. I'm a super fan.
Not that I don't know all the One Direction boys' names.
Nick was clearly the Harry Styles of the Backstreet Boys. And fast forward a little bit, I got tickets to see Backstreet Boys live for my 21st birthday. Bawled like a baby when they came on stage.
Really?
Oh, my gosh. I was a 1D fangirl. I was a BB fangirl, Backstreet Boys.
Jeez, yeah. We're like the same, but I'm One Direction because I went and saw One Direction when I was like 24.
And did you lose it?
I lost it.
Yeah.
That was so good.
Oh, my gosh,
good.
That was so good. So this song came out in 1997. It's called Everybody Backstreet's Back. It was apparently a parody of Michael Jackson's Thriller.
Oh, I get that.
Yeah, because if you watch the film clip to this video, it's like they're all dressed up as zombies or kind of like scary monster-like characters. Mm. And they're parroting Thriller, apparently. So, fun fact about this film clip, it was filmed in the house from the movie Casper.
Really?
Do you remember Casper? With Christina Ricci?
I remember it, but I never saw it.
Great film. Came out in 1995. And when you're watching the dance scenes in this video clip, it's filmed in the same house, which is super cool. And each of the band members, all five of them, are dressed up as famous monsters. Yeah. And it was super controversial at the time. They came up with the idea for this on a plane altogether, coming back from a tour in Europe. And at the time, they thought it was going to be mega edgy.
They all take some Xanax and let's go to sleep.
Who knows?
Let's do a video clip about zombies and ghosts.
Super edgy at the time, and originally the record label wasn't a fan of the idea for the film clip. Anyway, they did it, and it went gangbusters, and I remember in primary school, we all dressed up as zombies for our end-of-year school concert and danced to this song.
Really?
Because it was so trendy at
the time.
And
you're doing these ones? You're doing the Michael Jackson thriller
one? Doing all the zombie movies.
I actually really feel what you mean when you say that it's like Thriller.
Yeah.
It's such a similar song.
Directed by the same director that does all the Tay Swifts.
Tay Swifts?
Yeah, Joseph Kahn.
It's your old school Tuesday for your Tuesday. Any other quick fun facts?
I love BSB.
You love BSB.
That's the fun fact for the day.
Backstreet Boys, your old school Tuesday hit of the week. Right now, let's get back into it. Green Day, Holiday, this is Hit Morning. Hit 93.5, we do it all thanks to Macca's. $2 from every Big Mac sold this week. Happy Day helps keep families with seriously ill children together. Morning, everyone. It is Pippa and Jimmy. And coming up at 8, just before 8 o'clock, your chance to win $4,250 with our Smash for Cash. And last night, Pippa, we went to a charity cocktail evening.
We did. It was for the Pink Angels. I tell you what, mate, I'm feeling a bit dusty this morning.
So
I'm
going
to be honest.
I can add 5 glasses of bubbly.
Oh, the Prosecco was flat. Glowing, wasn't it?
The pink Prosecco.
Magic. It was all themed pink.
Mm.
And so we got their fabulous fundraising event, all thanks to Golden West Holden for the Pink Angels. And they had a silent auction there last night, auctioning off all sorts of goodies.
The thing about charity silent auctions are they can either be really dangerous, like you can overbid on something because you're not sure the value of it, or you can get a bargain.
Exactly, yeah. So, and it's the thrill of the chase, really, isn't it? Because you go around, you write your bid, and if you're the highest bid, you win. I got a bit carried away last night.
Did you?
Because I spied an item from the silent auction that I really wanted. It was this fabulous pink cooler. Mm. It was a, what was the brand of it again?
King Chrome.
King Chrome pink esky, but it was like a vintage style one from the 50s.
It was pretty cool looking. Like if you wanted a cool looking esky, that's what you wanted.
This is a bit of a timepiece.
Chic.
Yeah,
chic.
It's going to be the envy of all other eskies. Like if you go to a barbecue or a party and you whip out this bad boy, everyone's just going to want to be your bestie.
Yeah.
Because it was just looks gorgeous. So put a couple of bids on.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, this esky was pretty popular. And people just kept bidding and bidding. I realised now that your strategy with silent auctions needs to be you need to hold off. You can't peak too early. Because I feel like I maybe jumped the gun and I didn't expect it to get up to the amount that it did.
See, and here's the thing. I did a bit of research midway through your bidding war and found out you can purchase the esky online for $99 delivered.
Yeah.
And I let you know that. I said, Pippa, you can buy it online for $99 delivered. Just keep that in mind when you bid.
But the thing was, by that point, I was already in. I was already hooked with the chase of winning the esky.
Did you win?
Well, this is the thing. I don't know. I had to leave.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. But before I did, I was checking on my bids and I was so, by this point, I was so passionate and so convinced that I wanted the esky. I think I got a bit aggressive with some people.
Oh, gosh.
I filmed it on Instagram and only when I watched it back this morning, they went, I've just gone up to strangers and berated them about whether or not they're bidding on the esky.
Get away from my esky. Get away from it. Excuse me. Are you bidding on the esky? Are you bidding on the esky? I'm just going to cross that out. I'm just going to cross out your bid. No.
Oh, wow. You got a bit aggressive there.
Complete strangers. Never seen them before in my life, and they were just looking at the esky. I don't even know if they made a bid.
So how much did you bid? What was your top bid?
I know that it got up to 200.
Oh, my God. Pippa. I get it's for charity, which is great.
It is,
well done.
It is for a great cause. So before you get all judgy McJudgerson, this money is going directly to support, you know, breast cancer, you know, patients across Dubbo
and
the Central
West.
So
did you win?
This is what I don't know because I had to leave at about 10 o'clock because Dash roped me and just said, mate, you need to go home because you've got to get up and do a breakfast radio
Dash
show in the morning.
Boss man.
Dash the boss man kicked me out of there. And so I don't know. I had to leave before the end of the silent auction. So I don't know if I was the highest bidder. I've worked so hard.
So
and
you
now
told
I,
this whole story and now we don't even know.
Now I don't even know. And it's killing me because I want the SQ really badly.
Yeah, let's do something a bit naughty here. Let's just give Golden West Holden a call.
Okay.
They ran the auction, didn't they?
Yeah, they did.
Let's give them a call. Let's
so
see.
Danny, the boss man at Golden West Holden, he was there. Surely he would know if I've
Thank you for calling Golden West Holden.
Hello, you're on the radio.
Operating hours are between 8:30 a.m.
Oh, they're not open.
Oh, it's only 7:30.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, all right.
Is there anyone else we can ring?
I'm going to...
Golden West Holden.
I'm going to do a bit of research.
Yeah.
And I'm going to see who we can ring to find out whether or not I've actually won the Esky.
We want to know if you won.
I worked hard last night.
Okay.
I really went in hard. I swindled. I intimidated some people. I really hustled.
$200, but?
It's more than that. I'm almost certain it's more than 200.
Thursday.
On Macquarie Street, it's 13 degrees.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
Morning, Dubbo on the Central West. It's Pippa and Jimmy getting you up across the Central West. Hey, Pippa, you were telling us a story just before we jump into trending now a few minutes ago how we were at the charity cocktail night for the Pink Angels last night.
That's right.
And you were bidding on a pink King Chrome Esky.
I was.
And you bid quite a large amount. Well, you weren't sure if you'd won the Esky or not.
I had to leave before the end of the silent auction.
Mm, and from what we hear, you've bid at least twice the amount that
it's actually worth.
or you could buy it for online.
It's for charity.
I've organised the auctioneer.
Richard.
I've got Richard.
You've got Richard.
I've got Richard. I've got in contact with him. I'm going to get him on the show next to reveal if you did win the Esky or not and how much money it's going to cost you.
I'm excited and nervous at the same time.
What's trending now, though, Pippa?
Taylor Swift has announced her first live performance in 8 months. So she played last played live at Houston's club Nomadic on February 4, 2017 for a special show. Since then, she's announced her sixth album called Reputation. She's already shared two songs from the album, Look What You Made Me Do and Ready For It. Very different for Tay Tay.
When's the album coming out, by the way?
It's coming out later this year, November. So next month it actually comes out. Okay. She has now confirmed that she's going to be appearing at two shows in December, joining Ed Sheeran, The Chainsmokers, Dua Lipa and Niall Horan in California.
Oh, for like their Jingle Bell Ball or something like that?
No, it's for 99.7's Now Poptopia event.
Poptopia, how fun would that be? Those events, I've been to a few in London, run by radio stations over in the big cities.
Yeah.
Are amazing. They get like some of the biggest artists, and literally the artists come on, play all their hits, get off stage. I once saw Lunch Money Lewis come on the stage just to play I Got Bills, and then he's off. One song, on off.
So get this, then on December 7 she's performing at B96 Chicago's Jingle Bash. Guess who's going to be there?
1D,
Fifth Harmony, DJ Khalid and Backstreet Boys.
Really? The Backstreet Boys are there. There you go.
Be there as well.
Taylor Swift's first live performances. She's done a couple of Jingle Bell Balls at the end of the year over in the States.
That's right.
Let's stop advertising other radio stations. Don't tune out.
Had enough of that.
Have another of that. That'll do me.
Bit more pink news as well. She's opened up about her marriage to her hubby, Carrie Hart, saying they've had their ups and downs over the years, and she's even released a few songs inspired by their tumultuous relationship. But she says now that her and Carrie are stronger than ever, and that she doesn't hand back her wedding rings anymore.
Really? Is he the one who looks like Adam Levine?
A little bit, yeah. Like tatted up, kind of.
And appeared in one of the video clips,
yeah,
I think.
A bit edgy. So she's saying that we've learnt the art of communication. And she said, I don't hand my wedding rings back every night like I used to, because that's really dumb and I actually can't get them off my finger. So there you go. Stay married.
Check out that news plus plenty more. hit.com.au. That's trending now. John Gibbons on the air, PYT, it's Pippa and Jimmy getting you up. Morning. Hit 93.5, we do it all thanks to Macca's. $2 from every Big Mac sold this McHappy Day helps keep families with seriously ill children together. Morning, everyone. It is Pippa and Jimmy. And coming up at 8, just before 8 o'clock, your chance to win $4,250 with our Smash for Cash. And last night, Pippa, we went to a charity cocktail evening.
We did. It was for the Pink Angels. I tell you what, mate, I'm feeling a bit dusty this morning.
So am I.
I've got to be honest.
I can add 5 glasses of bubbly.
Oh, the Prosecco was flowing. Wasn't it?
The pink Prosecco.
Magic. It was all themed pink.
Mm.
And so we got their fabulous fundraising event, all thanks to Golden West Holden for the Pink Angels. And they had a silent auction there last night, auctioning off all sorts of goodies.
The thing about charity silent auctions are they can either be really dangerous, like you can overbid on something because you're not sure the value of it, or you can get a bargain.
Exactly, yeah. So, and it's the thrill of the chase, really, isn't it? Because you go around, you write your bid, and if you're the highest bid, you win. I got a bit carried away last night.
Did you?
Because I spied an item from the silent auction that I really wanted. It was this fabulous pink cooler. It was a, what was the brand of it again?
King Chrome.
King Chrome pink Esky. But it was like a vintage style one from the 50s.
It was pretty cool looking. Like, yeah. If you wanted a cool looking Esky, that's what you wanted.
This is a bit of a timepiece. Yeah, chic. Yeah,
chic.
It's going to be the envy of all other Eskies. Like, if you go to a barbecue or a party and you whip out this bad boy, everyone's just going to want to be your bestie.
Yeah.
Because it was just looks gorgeous. So, put a couple of bids on. Yeah. And I tell you what, this Esky was pretty popular. And people just kept bidding and bidding. I realise now that your strategy with silent auctions needs to be, you need to hold off. You can't peak too early.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I maybe jumped the gun. And I didn't expect it to get up to the amount that it did.
So here's the thing. I did a bit of research midway through your bidding war and found out you can purchase the Esky online for $99 delivered.
Yeah.
And I let you know that. I said, Pippa, you can buy it online for $99 delivered. Just keep that in mind when you bid.
But the thing was, by that point, I was already in. I was already hooked with the chase of winning the Esky.
Did you win?
Well, this is the thing. I don't know. I had to leave.
Of course.
Yeah. But before I did, I was checking on my bids and I was so, by this point, I was so passionate and so convinced that I wanted the Esky. I think I got a bit aggressive with some people.
Oh, gosh.
I filmed it on Instagram and only when I watched it back this morning, I went, I've just gone up to strangers and berated them about whether or not they're bidding on the Esky.
Get away from my Esky. Get away from it. Excuse me. Are you bidding on the Esky? Are you bidding on the Esky? I'm just going to cross that out. I'm just going to cross out your bid. No.
Oh, wow. You got a bit aggressive there.
Complete strangers. Never seen them before in my life, and they were just looking at the Esky. I don't even know if they made a bid.
So how much did you bid? What was your top bid?
I know that it got up to 200.
Oh, my God. Pippa. I get it's for charity, which is great.
It is for a great cause. So before you get all judgy McJudgerson, this money is going directly to support, you know, breast cancer, you know, patients across Dubbo and the Central
West. So did you win?
This is what I don't know, because I had to leave at about 10 o'clock because Dash roped me and just said, mate, you need to go home because you've got to get up and do a breakfast radio
Dash
show in the morning.
Dash the boss man.
Dash the boss man kicked me out of there. And so I don't know. I had to leave before the end of the silent auction. So I don't know if I was the highest bidder. I've worked so hard.
So
and
you
now
told this whole story. Now we don't even know.
Now I don't even know. And it's killing me because I want the SQ really badly.
Yeah, you know, let's do something a bit naughty here. Let's just give Golden West Holden a call.
Okay.
They ran the auction, didn't they?
Yeah, they did.
Let's give him a call.
So Danny, the boss man at Golden West Holden, he was there. Surely he would know if I've
Thank
won
you
it.
For calling Golden West Holden.
Hello, you're on the radio.
Operating hours are between 8:30 a.m.
Oh, they're not open.
Oh, it's only 7:30.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, all right.
Is there anyone else we can ring?
That's good,
Golden West Holden.
I'm going to do a bit of research
and
I'm going to see who we can ring to find out whether or not I've actually won the Esky.
We want to know if you won.
I worked hard last night.
Okay.
I really went in hard. I swindled. I intimidated some people. I really hustled.
$200 back?
It's more than that. I'm almost certain it's more than $200.